This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At 7:20, 8 o'clock, and 8:20, you're going to get a chance to score tickets to the NLCS. Pretty good deal.
Incredible deal. And again, tonight should be incredible with Strasburg and Flaherty going at it. Man, just all the mojo's on the Nat side with the way they played in St. Louis. You could tell how frustrated the Cardinals' bats were. Molina's throwing his bat around. They couldn't touch Sanchez or Max.
Sanchez has been phenomenal.
I know. I know. It's incredible. They've got four legit, you know, we always talk about the big three, but you add Sanchez in the way he's been pitching. I mean, they have four legit, it seems like four legit number ones.
The Cardinals
right now
had to just be like, what's happening here? Like,
what are we running into?
Like, we're preparing for your big three. We're not expecting Sanchez to come in and just shove it on
us. Beyond that, they scored 10 runs in the first inning of game five.
Right.
Right. And then they went dead.
They were in an elimination game.
Yep.
Against the Braves, a really good team. And the Braves couldn't get them out in the first inning.
You know what?
Couldn't get them out.
You know what? Their bats are like Nats Park right now. Silent. Hear nothing. Their bats are just dead facing the Nats pitching, which we like. We're fans of that. Two wins away from a World Series.
Yes, and it is a Victory Monday, by the way, presented by Priority Toyota Springfield, home of Priorities for Life. Shop PriorityToyotaSpringfield.com. Two victories for the Nationals over the weekend, so they're up 2-0 in the NLCS. And in a barn burner of a game, Cakes, we previewed it yesterday from Glory Days Grill in Stone Ridge. The Redskins pulled off a win.
Yes, they did.
What an
ugly game.
It was
close, though.
What an awful, ugly game.
They came very close to losing at the end. If it were not for, like, one of the worst.
What's the worst play design I've ever
seen? One of the worst two-point conversion attempts I've ever seen.
By the way, even if he catches it, he had no shot at getting in.
Right. I told myself yesterday, as I did Redskins Overtime Live on NBC Sports Washington, try not to go negative, but it's impossible to not at least give perspective on what happened yesterday, because people want to say, oh, well, Bill Callahan took over and they're running the football. Look at Adrian Peterson. The Dolphins were giving up over 175 yards per game on the ground.
Correct.
That's expected against the Dolphins. The Dolphins were giving up 477 yards per game and 41 points a game. And the Redskins put up 17 paltry points.
The Dolphins.
How can you get that excited about that?
I'm sorry.
Who's excited?
Had Jay Gruden been the head coach, they would have won that game, I think. I don't think, Bill Callahan took over and led him to a win.
But you know what? They would have won 17-16.
Right. Keep crowing about beating a team that is designed to go out and lose games. That's what the Dolphins are.
Although they had all the mojo in the world. And I'm convinced if the Dolphins kick the extra point and they go to OT, they win that game.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had all
absolutely
the momentum.
With Fitzmagic.
Fitzpatrick was a much better quarterback yesterday than Josh Rosen was.
I give Flores,
they would have won the game
Flores
at OT.
Credit for sparing us just watching overtime
game. I get why he did it.
You know what? Just take him out, and you're either going to win it or lose it on that last play. Don't go to overtime. I like his decision in what's a lost season. And again, they don't care if they lose anyway. It's kind of by design what they're doing.
If the Redskins are able to do it next week against the San Francisco 49ers, meaning run the football effectively, I'll say, okay, color me impressed a little bit. But against the Dolphins, I can't be that impressed. The only thing that impresses me is Terry McLaurin, and we already knew that.
Stud, super stud.
He has got 5 touchdowns in 5 games because he missed one of them.
Yeah.
He's got over 400 yards receiving already. He's averaging over 17 yards per catch. They stole one, finally. That is a draft steal.
It absolutely is.
Do you think he wasn't a first-round pick?
Boy, we Skins fans really missed the Josh Doctson era. Can you imagine looking at their side-by-side stats? He's done more in 5 weeks than Josh Doctson will do in his entire career.
Doctson never had a 100-yard game.
No.
Not one.
No chance he ever had a multi. No way he had a multi-touchdown game.
Impossible.
No. Impossible. Unfathomable.
Well, he's the one bright spot on the team. Certainly offensively.
Yeah.
I mean, they got the win. It was just an ugly game to watch. I couldn't believe I had to spend 3.5 hours watching it.
It was pretty disgusting to watch.
You could change channels, right?
Well, I did. I mean, I was flipping back and forth between Fox and the Mix channel, where I had 8 games up on the boxes. But there were some ugly games yesterday. But congrats to Chris Thompson and Morgan Moses, who we're going to have on a little bit later. I'm sure they'll be happy after the 17-16 win.
You mentioned the fact that Peterson, you know, went over 100 against the Dolphins. Next week, the Niners are coming in. They allow 87 yards per game. So if he's able
slightly
to,
different.
If he's able to do anything close to that, if he's able to replicate that sort of performance against the Niners, then get back to me.
I mean, it looks like he still has life in his legs.
Sure.
I don't want to assail the guy. I just don't think with the offensive line, the combination of the offensive line and Adrian Peterson, it's proven through 5 weeks. Dolphins game an outlier. Through 5 weeks, they can't run the football.
Right,
correct.
Didn't matter if it was Darius Geis or Adrian Peterson. So I would expect that they're going to go back to their 68 yards per game on the ground. Maybe a little bit more with Bill Callahan.
It'll be very similar.
But it's not going to be this 133-yard performance week in and week out just because Bill Callahan took over as head coach. Nice story. I don't want to rip Bill Callahan. That's great. They gave him the game ball. Apparently he's changed some things about the culture of practice and stretching, and they're in pads and all this stuff. But I wouldn't expect the team to all of a sudden become a winning team because Bill Callahan's head coach.
I was very surprised to see that Josh Norman got beaten in the end zone for a touchdown by Devontae Parker, by a guy who's like a missing person.
Well, by the way,
he never does anything.
He was their leading receiver, averaging 2.5
you
catches
knew he
per game.
Why are you playing like 6 or 7 yards off when they're on the 10 or whatever they were on?
Because
I didn't understand that.
Because he knows he's going
to
get beat.
It's not like he's got closing speed where he's going to be able to close it down and deflect that ball. He was close, but I just didn't understand that he always plays off. What, are you going to get beat deep for 10 yards?
Minuski defense.
Oh, man.
You know Minuski. You should ask him.
They should have lost that game. But look, a win's a win. But they're not going to beat the 49ers.
No,
I wouldn't
think so.
Bosa and Quan Alexander and D Ford, they're going to make life hell.
You mean you're not buying into the Grasper theory that the Redskins are just 2 back in the division now?
Because you might be.
I know Bruce Allen is.
The Cowboys are collapsing. And the Eagles lose yesterday.
How do you lose the Jets? The stupid Jets. I know Sam Darnold.
Hold on. It's not the same old Jets that we've seen the last 4 weeks.
I understand.
Okay. All right.
But a team that's been hyped up for possibly making a Super Bowl run, you can't lose to the Jets, even with Sam Darnold. You just can't.
You go ahead and
that's
pay
a game you gotta win.
You go ahead and pay Dak Prescott $35 or $40 million a year.
You see what happens.
Yeah, see how that works out.
All right, we are broadcasting live from Nationals Park. We'll talk to Craig Hoffman, Redskins beat reporter at 7:20, but Boog Shambi from ESPN, play-by-play announcer for the MLB on ESPN. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. Dave Jagler, the voice of the Nats right here on 106.7 The Fan at 9:20. And remember, we're giving you a chance to win tickets. 7:20, 8 o'clock, 8:20. Your chance to join us here at Nats Park for the NLCS. We're the Junkies. Coming right back on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.